Kum Lenin, a black Gemara.
It's been away for a week. I mean, it's.
Kum Lenin, a black Gemara. We're up to. Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Gufa. Five lines from the top. Gufa, let us analyze what Rava said yesterday. Omar Rava said that it's possible for a person to do one act and yet he committed five avedas. Who was that? Zor, for Yisrael. She'ochal mina oila. For Yisrael sits down and eats a carbon oila. If a Yisrael sits down and eats from a carbon oila, leaf this is yesterday's Gemara. Leaf nei zika before he sprinkled the blood. Outside of the Yerushalayim. So what happened here? First of all, Yisrael eating bechlala carbon. Second of all, an oila that nobody's allowed to eat. Third of all, before the sprinkling, when nobody's allowed to eat, even the kohen, they only eat his karbanas after the sprinkling. So fourth of all, it's outside of Yerushalayim. And fifth of all, it's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Five avedos. Rab Shimon like a chamish, and we said yesterday, it doesn't mean he actually gets five lashes. It means he gets five yisurim. The choydef and mother, I can add a few more yisurim here. The Lukinami, why don't we give him Malkus also Mishum Bazar La Yoichal Kikoid Hashem? There's a general pasuk where it says that Yisrael, it says the pasuk like this, the Ochlu Oisim Ashachupa Behem, those who will be forgiven with this carbon, should eat from it, the Koyin by a Kachim or a Yisrael by Kachim Kalakon Rashi. And then it says Bazar La Yoichal, Yisrael should not eat Kikoid Hashem. By telling us Kikoid Hashem, what you're really saying is that all Kabbanis, Yisrael is not allowed to eat. So we have a new lav. That a Yisrael is not allowed to eat from any carbon. Here's an additional law. It's additional law. So it's two law by Bazar.
So what's the first one of Zohar?
We had it yesterday. The first one by Zohar is that a Yisrael is not allowed to eat from any carbon. Is No. But it says, we have a Zohar Yechim HaKadosh. There's another post you brought up, a Zohar Yechim HaKadosh. And another pasuk, Rashi was about first reading. No, everywhere else it says nasei. It says nasei for a zor. So what do you say? What do you say? Another pasuk is not the pasuk. This is a new pasuk. We did not bring it before. The Gemara's question is, here's another pasuk that we did not bring before. This is all kachim that you're not allowed to eat, not from a particular kodesh. It's not the pasuk we wrote. The Gemara didn't bring the pasuk before that we learned it from, but this is not the pasuk. So we're asking, why don't we include this pasuk? We said yesterday that if a Yisrael eats a carbon oila before the sprinkling of the blood outside of Yerushalayim, he commits five avedas. He's a Yisrael, he ate an oila, he ate it before sprinkling, he ate it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim. So we're asking, there's another pasuk regarding Zohar, that it says, Zohar lo yechol, and says there are reasons, ki kodesh ain't because it's kodesh. The fact that he gives a reason means that any kachim you're not allowed to eat. So use that as well. It says, Yimara, hani mi li hecha de le koyinim chazi. That pasuk, it says, v'ochlu oisa masha kupa behem, that a koyin should eat it because he will atone the balabas. That means since the koyin is shaykh to eat it, the Yisrael has another isa for eating this carbon. But since we're talking about an oila, since a koyin cannot eat it either, so this pasuk lo yechol kodesh ain't cannot be talking about a carbon oila. Because nobody can eat it. Hani milech the lekayin chazi was raw for the kayin. Hachel lekayin nami lechazi. Here's not even suitable for the kayin. Freding more of lulkin nami, but why don't we give him malchus from another pasuk? Shem it says in pasuk of bosa basar the treif for loisachelu. It says that the meat that treif don't eat. Now lechayin, if we're talking about strictly treif, then why is it basada? What's in the gave here? Field. Field means like kind of open area, and there's no mechitz or anything else. It's as if to say that if meat went outside of the mechitzes, you're not allowed to eat it. What kind of meat is that? Must be talking about a carbon. Kibun shiyotze basa chutzal mechitzas, and that's we learn from that pasuk because basada is actually tell you like a field outside. There's no mechitzas. You're not allowed to eat anymore. Come back, carb. You're not allowed to eat it. Says Yimod again. Hani mili is talking about meat that is kosher now became treif. Meat that you could have eaten inside and now you can't because you took it outside. But a Yisrael can never eat this meat, so therefore it makes no difference. Can you include it in this pasuk? Hani mili hechad befnim chazi. You could eat it inside. And Mashengin Hach over here, the Befnim, not Mila Chazi, also not Chazi, Rashi. First wide line. We have another Pasuk of Azar, the Ksib Meluyim. This Pasuk written by Meluyim, which is not the Pasuk we learn, the Ksib Ki Kaidishim. And you're giving a reason now because that is Kaidish, Venosan Tamil, Dabla Fishim Kachi, Kachim, Lahazi Azar, to warn Azar, Al Kol Kachi Kachim, you cannot eat it. So he answered, no, that's only kachim that he's that a kohen could eat and you can't. But if a kohen can eat either, it's not included. The chazir the kohen ksivit eish lekrov ve'achol oisam hashikubim that let those eat it who will help atone. He said a quite an extra word. Just like a field mechitzas. If you bring it to an area of mechitzas, it's possible. You take it outside the base of Migdash. Or an uber stuck his hand out of the womb. While you shachted the mother, it's just outside the mechitzas, it's treif. But that's only if it's kosher somewhere else. An oil is not kosher anywhere. So you want to write it. I have another law we can add. The lilki namik Rabbi Lezer, why do you give the malchus that Rabbi Lezer mentions? Rabbi Lezer lo yoichol. It says in the pasuk lo yoichol ki koydeshu. It says in the pasuk lo ye ochel. You shouldn't eat it ki koydeshu. That very pasuk. And he says this: kol shebe koydesh pasul boha. Anything which is pasul by koydesh, any korban which is pasul bo hakos. And it says lo yoichol bo hakosav liten loisesa alachilos. The Torah comes to add. It says the Torah comes to add another lav. That you're not allowed to eat it. Rashi, what are we talking about here? Bo ha'kos of litin lo yisasa l'chilasa d'chsib b'noise. By noise it's written of the meluyim. Lo ye'ochel, we're talking about this pasuk we just said before. Lo ye'ochel ki kodeshu. We're talking about by meluyim, don't leave anything behind. U'nasan tam l'dov, it gives a reason ki kodeshu. Shenifsel. K'may kin kol ha'kotchim shenifsel. So we learn from here, any carbon that became pasul, forget the way we learned before, but any carbon that became pasul, then there's a lava that, well, lo ye'ochli, shouldn't eat it. So the chayda, since this carbon went outside of Yerushalayim and outside of Beis Hamikdash, so it became possible, because you cannot bring it back, and even though according to the Mashal, it seems you could. But most possible, you cannot, the Pashup Shad is, you cannot take, once you took it out, you cannot bring it back. So it became possible, so it should be a lava of lo ye'ochli. Why don't we add that as well, compound the lava, make it six. So Gemara says again, Hani Mili, before it became possible, everybody can eat it. Hecha the Koydim, Psulai Chazi, before it became possible, before you took it outside the Beis Hamikdash, you could eat it. So therefore, now because possible is a lava lo yachal. Here it was a carbon oiler. You couldn't eat it before either. Hacha the Koydim, Psulai Namila Chazi. Before it became possible, also you couldn't eat it. Okay, therefore it's not included. Freding Mar Balu Kinami, but Gemara is trying to compound the lava. Why don't we include also Ki'idr the Rabbi Lezer? There's another Rabbi Lezer. The target we learned, Rabbi Lezer says, Koshu bikolil, any carbon that you have to burn it entirely, tia, any carbon you have to burn it entirely, is loisa ochel. We learn from loisa ochel, litan loisa esa alachi lose. We give a lav on its eating. You shouldn't eat it. So the chayda, since carbon oil has to be burned completely, if he ate it, there's another aveda called loisa ochel. We should add that as well. Says, You're right. We do add. It's a sixth one. No, so it is a sixth one. HaKadosh says only five. The Rava Mahaikra Kamer. He's talking about this pasuk of the Sucha Alecho B'Sharecha. If we learned that all of these lavin, and we said it wasn't a lav shebechlolos. We learned so many lavin over there, and we learned from there, taking out of Kloyim, taking out of Yishlaim, and all that, that you get a lav and you get Malkus. Says Rava, from that pasuk, all we know is five. There might be others, but from that pasuk, we know five. There is another one, Leisa'acha, right here, but it's not from that pasuk. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. This is giving us a little taste of Kabbalas, which we're going to learn in a few months, for about a year and a half.
When you say kosher b'kolil tiyah,
any carbon that has to be burnt entirely, carbon minchas, koyin, and so on. Yeah, says Gemara Vayter. Omer of Gidol Marav, koyin for koyin she'ochal eats mechatas v'osher. If a koyin ate from a carbon chatas, a carbon osher, didn't wait for the sprinkling. Leaf nezik, before you sprinkle it, loika, you give malchus. My timer, why is he getting malchus? After the zikah, he's entitled to eat it. So why before does he eat it, does he get malchus? Where's the lav? Don't make cross and pasig. V'ochlu oisa. When should they eat it? Asher kupa behem, only at the time when they're able to give an atonement. When is atonement? Only after the zikah, the sprinkling of the blood. Lacha kaparein. You can only eat it after sprinkling the blood. Ochlu oisa asher kupa behem. Belief nei kapara. Before you sprinkle the sprinkling of the blood is the kapara. Before you sprinkle the blood, there's no kapara. Loi. They're not allowed to eat from it. And even though it's not written in the Torah in a negative way, it's written in a positive way. We learn lav habom miklal asay lavu. If you learn a lav, you derive a lav from a positive thing. It's treated as if it's a lav, and therefore you will get lashes. Freddy Gemara, Moshev Rabbah. So you're going to tell me every time the Torah gives an assay, and we learn a lav, and infer a lav from there, we should become what? You should get malchus. So Rabbah has a question that says, "V'chol behema, every behema, mafres is parse v'shersa shesa." That every behema mafres is parse v'shersa shesa. You should only eat these animals. Shtei prosa malegeda ba behema ois v'chelu. And if what? If it has a mile, if it's a mile of gator and my flesh is parsa, that you should eat. In other words, but if it doesn't have it, you shouldn't eat. So it's a lav haba bechlal asay. Oys it techela. Ein behem acheder is techela. An animal, you shouldn't eat it. The ikedam, if you're going to say it every time, there's an asay. And we derive a lav from it. You should get malkov ikedam as a leitoichlu lamli. So why did the Torah then have to spell out? This don't eat it. Why spell it out? We already know from the positive. As soon as the Torah says ois it techela, we automatically know that what. But if it doesn't have these simanim, don't eat it. So we, that's, and you say a lav habom miklala says just like any other lav, you'll get your lashes. So why does the Torah have to spell out lo yisachelu? It's like extra. Now sometimes we say to give you two lavim, but we don't say there's two lavim here, so why not? So therefore we don't agree with you. We hold that a lav habom miklala say is not a lav. In fact, a lav habom miklala say is an asay, and you don't get malchus. Therefore the Torah has to say lo yisachelu to get, you do get malchus. It says in other places you shouldn't eat teref. And now it says here for the laugh, for the einish, what do you need for a loyal zechelu? Ela eat mor achi. I will poof a cat. I will poof a cat. Amar gidu marav a zor, not a koi, a yisro. She ochal mechatas ve'osham lifnei zika. If a koyin eats mechatas and osham lifnei zika, they shouldn't. But that's it. They're over and I say. If a yisro eats mechatas and osham before zika. Potter, he doesn't get malchus either. My timer, what's the reason? Oh, my cross and buzzing. But ochlo oisamajiku, who should eat it? A koyin, kol hecha, the karina babe, ochlo oisamajiku bam, karina babe, kol's mana koyin has a mitzvah to eat it. That when there's an isa of azor, lo yechel kaidish. Azor has the lava of lo yechel kaidish. Kol hecha, the like karina babe, ochlo oisamajiku bam, but we, the koyin does not have a mitzvah to eat it, because you sprinkle it, like karina babe, azor lo yechel. Then we also, the Yisrael does not apply there either. Rashi. Karina bevazor leachol the safer the high crowd the end of the pasuk bechazor leachol kodesh lav mikotchim mishtoi. Really, he's not talking about kotchim ela but truma. Talking about truma. Chzib bereisha the inyana ish mizera aron. And we learned before that every person is equal by a woman who gets married to Yisrael. When she gets divorced, she goes back and she can eat truma, but she cannot go back to eat kotchim. So it says ish mizera aron is talking about truma. Dover hashava bezarish aron is talking about truma. But nevertheless, we'll learn from the kotchim as well. Omer Rabbi Lozen, a new subject, Bikurim. We learned before in the Mishnah that Kriya, we had the Pshim Yechoi, we said the author of our Mishnah is that by Bikurim, if you don't do Kriya, if you don't do the Psukim, it's Ma'akiv from eating it. And we had the Chum argue. So, Bikurim, I hold that by Bikurim, Hanoche Ma'akevis, you must put it down in front of the Mizbech. But if you don't read the psukim, you can still eat from it. Who eats bikurim? Only a kohen. But there's no issa in eating it before you read the psukim. That's what we're saying here. Like the chachamim, hanocha and not the kriya. Says the Gemara, "Mi amar Rabbi Lozor hachi." Rabbi Lozor say that. V'amar Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Ishia, he frish bikurim kohen lechag. If you mafrish kurim, now the din is if between Shavuos and Sukkot you bring a bikurim to the Mikdash, that's when you say all the psukim. If you bring bikurim after Sukkot to Chanukah, you bring it, but you don't, maybe the einu kaita, you don't say the psukim. So if you set it aside before Sukkot, which means you had a chiv of saying psukim, and then you brought it up after Sukkot, so the question is, can you eat from it? Because you had a chiv of kriya, and you didn't do the kriya, so the kaita, if kriya is ma'akiv, you shouldn't be able to eat it. And yet it says over here, Rab Lozor and Eroshia, he frish bikurim, kain l'chag, you set aside before Sukkot, which means you have a chiv. Now I'm saying the psukim. Over the line of chag, and then you're psukim by yirkavu. You have to let them rot. Why did you let them rot? Why don't you bring it to the base of Mikdash? You know why? Because if you bring it, you cannot say the psukim. And kriya is ma'akiv. So how can the same Rabbi Lozor who said a minute ago that kriya is not ma'akiv, it doesn't matter if he says the psukim or not, come along and say that you can no longer bring it out to sukkis? Because the only reason is because you cannot say the psukim. My love isn't the reason. You cannot say the psukim. Now, if Isaac, that's when you tell me that kriya ma'akev, Ben, like the way you say kriya doesn't matter. My yirkavu, why in the world should they let? Why should let it rot? Says the Gemara, you're right, and you're wrong. Really, the psukim are not ma'akev. As long as you have the potential to say psukim, even though you don't say it, it's not ma'akev. But if you no longer have the potentials after sukkis, then it is ma'akev. Based on the famous Rab Zera, by Korban Mincha you have to mix the flour and oil and everything else, and we say that, and if you don't mix it, it's still kosher. But yet we say the pot cannot be larger than 60 seirin, because anything larger than that, it's impossible to stir. You just said it doesn't matter if you stir, you don't stir. Says Rab Zera, it doesn't matter as long as you're able to. But if you're no longer able to, be le'ei ma'kevus, as long as you're able to. But if you're not able to, then it's ma'akev. Same thing here. You don't need to do kriya, but you have to be able to do the kriya. That's why after sukkah you can't. What did I do best in the tradition? So which day was it? Maybe had a different day. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Kidab Zayda, Zayda, Adam, Rab Zayda, Kolaro, Lebila.
Even by Hashem before Hanukkah.
Yeah, yeah. So it must have been a date around that time. Maybe Hanukkah was just easy to remember. Adam, Rab Zayda, Kolaro, Lebila, ain't Bila, Makav, but anything that's suitable for Bila, Bila is not Makav, because ain't Rob Bila, but if you can no longer mix it, then Bila Makav, but then it's possible.
What's the basis based on that? If you could do something.
Because the halach is you don't have. Look at Rashi. Rashi. Bikurim lifnei achag. It's Rashi's first word lines. Aaron. There's no heading to it, but eight lines in the narrow lines. Bikurim lifnei achag bnei krinu. Before sukkim you say psukim. La'achal achag la bnei krinu. You know, after the chag you no longer say psukim. The chesiv b'asa kriya v'samachta. Because says here after you read it v'samachta becholat toiv me'atzeres v'ad achag. That's for shuvus l'sukkim. Who's man simcha l'kid peyda. That's the time when you gather you and your fruits. Maybe the koyde, that's when you bring the psukim. Min achag v'ad chanukah, maybe the ainu koyde, but from psukas till chanukah, you bring but you don't read. Hifrish lifne achag, chol alein choyvas kriya. You already have a mitzvah now to say the psukim. V'avr alein achag, she'en rinu l'kriya. Yikvi, let them rot. Kedab zeyde, l'oylam beruyin l'kriya, l'ma'akve kriya. If you could read the psukim, it doesn't matter. Avo be'elu she'ovas manon ve'en ruin l'kriya, but if you could only can, ma'akve kriya kedab zeyde, ma'akev. Why? Amma kol ro'o bila me'sech menochas. So now we learn, Hare alai shishim be'echad. The guy says, I'll bring upon myself 61 so'edin. Maybe shishim be'kli echad, be'echad be'kli echad. You bring 60 in one pot and one so'edin in one other pot. The ad shishim yichoyin levol be'keli echad. Till 60, you can be involved in one keli. Avo shishim be'echad, but 61, kimu l'rabbanam, the ainon nivlon yofi. Don't mix stir well. V'avim v'yaz, v'chi ainon nivlon mahab, who cares? V'anantanan, im loy bolol, kosher, m'shayans, b'zeda, kolorol, b'le, 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 And then you talked about psukim, we'll see the Gemara. Yeah.
You can't allow them to rot.
Sorry?
In other words, we said here that after sukkahs you bring them, but you're not koyach.
No, after sukkahs, if you set it aside, if you it, only if you set aside for sukkahs. If you set aside before sukkahs, you don't know anything. No point bringing it.
How can you set aside after sukkahs if you
only
have to do the mikvah when it bads? Unless
you have till Chanukah. If you didn't do it, ideally you want to do it before sukkahs. If you didn't do it, you can do it after till Chanukah.
What are you doing if the fruit is really grown?
But that's not setting aside. It's not setting aside. You put it all in the granary and then you set it aside afterwards. You take it aside. You didn't set anything particular inside. This is talking about you put a gumi on it. That's called like setting it aside. You didn't do that.
You did,
but if you didn't do that, you don't have to. Yeah, of course.
You can't say it's halachat chila to bring the chila after sukkahs.
No, it's right here, yikavu, because then you can't say psukim. The moment
no,
you set it aside,
I'm saying halachat chila you're setting it aside to be. So you're never intending to make say the psukim.
You have no. It's up to you. The Torah says if you set it aside, that you did it between, if the pekudim is chal on it between shuls and sukkahs, then this is the format how it's done. You can't say to the Torah, I don't want to do it your way. It doesn't work that way. So you're right. Rab Acha by Yaakov Masn look at Rab Asi Amar Rabbi Yechanan Rab Acha by Yaakov learned it. Did I skip something? No. Rab Acha by Yaakov Masn look at Rab Asi Rab Acha by Yaakov. He learned like Rab Asi Amar Rabbi Yechanan veKashle Rabbi Yechanan. And he asked this question like this: Me Amar Rabbi Yechanan. He said the name Rabbi Yechanan, and not the name Rab Hoshe, but he said the name of Rabbi Yechanan. And he asked the question, so what does he say over here? That what Hanoch is Ma'akev and Kri is not Ma'akev. Me Yom HaBirchen, the Kuri Ma'anoch Ma'akevus. Kri and Ma'akevus, he said HaBirchen, then HaBirchen, I can hold that. That thing, the putting it from the Bech is Ma'akev. And Kri is not Ma'akev. Well, HaBoyi Menei Rab Asi Me Rab Yechen, and Rab Asi asked HaBirchen a question. When can the kohenim start eating from the bekurim? They're the only ones allowed to eat it. Zorin allowed to eat it. And he said to him, "Haruyin lekriya, those that are ruah lekriya. In other words, from between shavuos and sukkos, mishakodalin. You have to read it. In other words, clearly you hold that why that kriya is ma'akev. Usha ain haruyin lekriya, but let's say between sukkos and chanukah, we no longer can read it. Then he said, mishiropen ebayis. Don't say hanoch is ma'akev. He said mishiropen ebayis. As soon as he sees the base of midrash, the outside base of midrash, it's good enough. He sees himself in both." Kashya kriya kriya. Over there he said kriya is not makiv, and over here he says the kohen have to wait till kriya. And kashya anoch anoch. Before he says anoch is makiv, and here he says that between shavuos, sukkos, and chanukah, you don't have to bring it to the mizbech. Says the gemara kriya kriya kashya. Hard up Shimon, hard up Bonim. We had a machlekes. Rabbi Shimon says it is makiv. One says no, it isn't. So Rabbi Yechon is once saying the name of Rabbi Shimon, and once in the name of Bonim. Fine. Hanoch anoch alam lekashya. One place says anoch is makiv. One place says it is pnei bayis. Rabbi Yehuda v'Harabbanan. It's the following Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. They have an argument, and once Rabbi Yechon is saying in Rabbi Yehuda's name, and once in Rabbanan's name. What's argument Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim? My Rabbi Yehuda. It says twice Hanocha. By Kotchim we have a rule. When is it? If it says only once in the Torah, it's Lachatchila. If it says it twice, that means the Torah is insisting you have no Breda. It's even B'deavid. So when does Rabbi Yehuda say? So Rabbi Yehuda says that the second time it says Venachta, he's talking about waving it. If he uses Venachta the second time for waving, then we no longer have a second pasuk that we have to place it by the Mizbeach. Then you don't have anything to mark it. The Chachamim will learn waving from another pasuk altogether. They learn from another pasuk altogether. Then you have two Hanachas, and two Hanachas is Ma'akiv, says the Gemara. The Tanya, it says the pasuk, Venachta is Tunufa, it's talking about waving. Waving, maybe it's a second time saying you have to place it by Mizbech. How do you know you have to place it by Mizbech? Nachta is a truth of waving, so you don't have two psukim telling you that. Well, man, Tana, the poly Rabbi Yehuda, who argued Rabbi Yehuda and says that no, that Hanocha is Ma'akiv, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Tana, learn, Velokach HaKoyin HaTenemiyotrech, that the Koyin should take the basket. Miyodech from your hand. Limit Allah Bikurim, we learn from there, Bikurim Shetu'un Yitruv, you have to wave it. Which means, so what do you do with the Pasuk V'hinachtoy, it says in the Bible there, V'hinachtoy, that means, it has two psukim tell you, you got to place it by the Zbech. And Shona HaKosav La'akiv, the traded by Kochim, read something twice, to be Ma'akiv. So that's the machlek is whether Hanocha is Ma'akiv or not. How do you learn the second Hanocha? No. My time, Rabbi Yaakov. What is what the pasuk actually says? Lokach akoyin miyodecho v'hinichoi. My time, Rabbi Yaakov. Asya, he learns out. Where does he lokach akoyin miyodecho mean tenufa? How does he start waving? Maybe he's taking his hand and take the pasuk literally and place it in front of his bayach. What do you say waving here? So he makes a gzera shavah. Asya yad yad mishlamim. By shlamim it says devehain if you should do a tenufa. So we learn yad yad from shlamim that by when it says yad by bikur it means to wave. Ksiv hacha veloka koin atenam yodecha. Ksiv over there it says by bikur by shlamim it says yoda tiviyena with your hand you should bring his isha shem. Ma kan koin aflahal koin. Just over there is a koin. Malahalan, just like over here by Bikurim, who are you giving it? The Velokach Koyin, it's impossible, clearly the Koyin takes it. So by Shlomim, when it says over there, Yodov Tiviyano, whose hands is the Koyin? And just like over there, it's talking about the owner should bring it to the Koyin. Avkan Bailim, we want the owner's hands to be involved. So you want the Koyin's hands and the owner's hands both to be involved. How can it be? Okay, said, Meniach Koyin Yodov Tachas Yad Bailim Menif. Not by Bikurim. We want both of you to wave it together. We learn from a special pasuk. Does it on his own.
But you get somebody else to bring it for you. Then it's you. The process has to be...
Whoever represents you and the coin. So you have you put your hand directly underneath your item and the coin places it underneath that. Omar Rav Barav Adar Yitzchak Bikurim Emes Echayov Nalem Rav Barav Adar Yitzchak Bikurim when you chayv on it Mishayir Pnei Bayis. You know when you chayv on Bikurim from the moment you see the base of Mikdash. Kiman, who does that follow? Ki haitan, you're following Tana. Tana, we learn. Rabbi Lezer, Eimer, Bikuri. No, we'll continue tomorrow.